Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the IELTS speaking part. Describe a recent festival or celebration in your country. When it comes to the IELTS speaking test, part 2 often poses a challenge due to the need to produce a longer, uninterrupted response. Among popular topics, describe a recent festival or celebration in your country is a common yet crucial question that requires strategic preparation to maximize your score. Introduction. The IELTS speaking test is designed to assess your English speaking ability through various types of questions and conversations. Examiners evaluate candidates based on 4 main criteria: fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. In this article, we'll focus on tips and examples to help you excel when asked to describe a recent festival or celebration in your country. 2. Content. Part 1. Introduction and interview. Common questions in part 1. What is your favorite holiday? How do people in your country usually celebrate festivals? Can you tell me about the most recent festival you attended? Example answer for part 1. Question. Can you tell me about the most recent festival you attended? Answer. The most recent festival I attended was the Lunar New Year, which is a significant celebration in my country. It usually takes place in late January or early February. During this festival, families gather to enjoy traditional food, carry out customs such as giving red envelopes, and watch spectacular firework displays. Part 2. Long Turn. Cue card topic. Describe a recent festival or celebration in your country. You should say what the festival is, how it is celebrated, what you did during the festival, and explain why this festival is important in your country. Sample answer. The most recent festival I celebrated was the Lunar New Year, also known as Tet in Vietnam, which occurred in February. This festival marks the arrival of spring and is the most important holiday in Vietnamese culture. Extensive preparations are made to ensure a joyous celebration. These include cleaning the house, cooking special foods like sticky rice cakes, banh chung, and offering incense to ancestors. During the festival, I visited relatives and exchanged gifts and lucky money in red envelopes with younger members of the family. We also enjoyed a plethora of traditional performances such as lion dances and fireworks displays that lit up the night sky, filling the atmosphere with excitement and positivity. This festival holds significant importance as it not only brings families together, but also honors cultural traditions and historical heritage. It's an opportunity for everyone to leave behind the old year and start afresh with renewed hope and happiness. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Example questions and answers. Question. What impact do festivals and celebrations have on community bonding? Answer. Festivals and celebrations play a crucial role in community bonding by fostering a sense of unity and belonging. They provide opportunities for people to come together, share stories, and strengthen social ties. Moreover, they often serve as a platform for cultural exchange and mutual respect, enhancing social cohesion. Question. Do you think the way festivals are celebrated has changed over time? Answer. Absolutely. Over the years, the ways in which festivals are celebrated have evolved significantly. With urbanization and technological advancements, festivals are now more commercialized and digitally broadcasted, allowing wider participation. Despite these changes, the core values and traditions associated with these festivals remain, preserving their cultural essence. 3. Useful vocabulary and phrases. Key vocabulary for high scores. Extensive preparations, noun phrase, thorough and comprehensive arrangements. Cultural traditions, kulturens, noun phrase, practices and beliefs that are integral to a culture. Commercialized, lied, adjective, made into a product to be sold. Fostering a sense of unity, fostering a sense of unity, encouraging collective harmony and togetherness. Usage examples. The Lunar New Year involves extensive preparations, such as shopping for fresh food and traditional decorations. Despite the modernization, the cultural traditions of Tet remain steadfast. Many traditional festivals are now commercialized, contributing significantly to the local economy. Community events during festivals play a vital role in fostering a sense of unity among residents. 4. Loi Quyen to Examiner. To achieve a high band score in the IELTS speaking test, consider the following tips. Practice regularly. Spoken fluency comes with practice. Try to speak about various topics daily. Expand your vocabulary. Read widely and make a list of useful words and phrases. Use natural intonation and pronunciation. Listen to native speakers and practice mimicking their intonation. Stay organized. Structure your answers clearly with an introduction, body, and conclusion. Be interactive. Engage in conversations naturally. Don't just recite memorized responses. By following these guidelines and practicing with the provided examples, you can improve your speaking skills and perform confidently in the IELTS speaking test. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.